And now on Tucson Business Radio, let's find out how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise with your host, Karen Fisher.
Good afternoon. I am Karen Fisher, and welcome to Tucson Business Radio X Show. I am your host. I'm a senior loan officer with Summit Funding, but I'm actually a number according to the NMLS. My number is 180167. And just as a reminder, Summit Funding is an equal housing opportunity lender. And I get to meet and see all kinds of people in my work, and I love connecting people. So I want to introduce you. You are listening to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. We are broadcasting live from the studio, Tucson Business X Radio, situated in the Stuart Title Building, the studio up on Broadway in Tucson, Arizona. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have an amazing, three amazing guests today. And again, the focus of the show always is to help every one of us, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, or a solopreneur, or just, you know, mom and pop getting through their day, to help you become healthier, wealthier, and a bit wiser. And by the way, we want to have some fun while we're doing it. So first and foremost, I would like to introduce to you, calling live from Colorado where it's freezing there, is Terry Karjala. Terry, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Well,
Hello.
Terry, please tell me a little bit about yourself. You and I have had a chance to meet each other through some international organization, but yeah. Tell me some more.
Yeah, so I am the owner of Creative Counseling Center, and I'm also the owner of Talking with Terry. So Women Entrepreneurs hire me to ignite the magic within, because most are consumed by fear, held back by unconscious limiting beliefs, and without even knowing it, are addicted to self-sabotage. So I really help unleash all the blocks that are holding women back, that are, you know, keeping them playing small in the world, and to really help catapult their business to generate more money, more clients, and more freedom with a lot less effort. So,
well, yeah. And you have been, I mean, your credentials are quite huge, and we want to make sure that we get to all of the conversations. I do want to let the listeners know that all of the bios in depth, as well as a little photo of them and everything, they're posted on the radio station itself, as far as the information. But your background, you are a licensed therapist and have been.
Yes.
Since when?
Yeah. So I've been in the counseling world for almost 20 years. And I love what I do. And now, you know, I've taken that 20 years of experience, and I've combined it with energy psychology. And then I've applied the principles of law of attraction to really help women entrepreneurs really level up in their business.
Well, and I know some really great success stories with that, and we'll get into that in a little bit deeper. So as far as information, also with me is that we have Chrissy Ballard, who is the CEO and franchise owner for BNI, which is Business Network International. She owns the franchise for Southern Arizona, has owned that franchise since 2010, but she also, so we actually met. We're like, when we met at BNI, Chrissy and I are like, I know you from somewhere. Where do I know you? And I was like, oh my gosh, she was an appraiser. And back in the days when realtors, loan officers, and appraisers could actually talk, they were allowed to. They're not allowed to legally now. There's a gag order. She was very active and part of BNI. She's a native of Tucson, and she's very, very passionate. So tell me a little bit more about you, Chrissy, and say hello to our listeners. And you've done a lot of different things. You've been a radio talk show host, and one of the things that I do know is this is just a little trivia. You were Bugs Bunny, weren't you?
I knew it was coming.
It's
yeah,
true.
I'm pretty sure it usually comes up.
She was. True.
It's true. Well, the background is that I worked for a temp agency, and I was 19. And I happened to be the right height and weight. And Warner Brothers came to Tucson and opened a store. And so they wanted all the characters represented. And then they had a huge conference where they brought in people from all over the world. And so they wanted us there. So I ended up playing Bugs Bunny for about 2 years. It was the best and worst job ever. It was the best job because we made a lot of money. I mean, it was over 30 years ago, as frightening as that may be. And we only had to be in the suit for about 20 minutes at a time.
Oh.
But we made the entire hourly wage. So it wasn't hard work. That part was easy. The hard part was the minute you put the head on, you can't talk. And for anybody that knows me, that's a struggle.
You can't talk.
Right.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny's not supposed to have any gender. And so you couldn't actually speak. So,
oh, my gosh.
I know. It was pretty fun.
And you actually do a lot of public speaking.
That's hysterical. That's why I always say it was the best and hardest job I ever had. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today. We're
going
to really have some fun. You know, we always have some fun. That's the thing. And then we also have Andrea Bouvet, who, am I saying it right? Is it Bouvet or Bouvet?
Bovi.
Good God.
You were close.
I've only known you how many years, and yet that's okay. It's just Andrea. So,
well,
so.
And what you don't know is I also go by Andy.
Oh, by Andy. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing.
See,
the
Andy
little
Bovi.
Things. Andy Bovi. Okay. That works. That works. It's easier. And you drove to Tucson from Yuma.
I did.
And actually, you moved to Yuma to help take care of your mom.
I sure did.
Lots of interesting things. And I know that you call yourself the insurance geek. You've been involved in insurance. You've helped so many people. People like I and you've heard me say this many times. If you don't know insurance, know your insurance agent. Okay. And so tell us a little bit about your background and your bio, because I know, but I want our listeners to know.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. So I now live in Yuma. I moved from Seattle. My dad passed away about 18 months ago, and my mom didn't want to be a snowbird anymore, and she wanted to live in Yuma. So I do long-term care insurance. So what I'm saying is that my mother has no long-term care insurance, and I am her
long-term care plan. Yeah.
So I picked up myself and my business, and I say that like it was easy peasy, but it really took about a year, meaning it really impacted my business and everything for about a year. So I'm still an insurance geek, and I'm in Yuma. I do all my work by webinar, so it's really easy to work with me, even though I'm in Yuma.
Well, and that's the thing that's so amazing with technology. Technology
exactly.
can be a curse and a tool, and we're going to talk about a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit about distractions and things like that. But are the focus of our show today? Well, and you know what? Because it's all of us, I am going to let our listener know a little bit about my background. I have been a mortgage loan officer since March of 2000. But prior to being a loan officer, I was a realtor. I was an associate broker. I was a branch manager. I owned my own real estate firm. So you talk about, wow, 30 years ago. I'm like, wow, since 1993, real estate and finance, I truly am like an old geezer in the industry. Don't feel like it. Don't act like it. But... And I have to say, I personally, now everybody here would disagree because they all love their jobs, but I would have to say I personally feel I have the very, very best job in the world. I give other people's money away and I get paid to do it. So there you go. Okay. So let's have
And you help people get into that new home.
Yes. Yeah. The pathway to their keys.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. You can't wait. It's right there. Well, we are specifically, our focus of our show today is, you know, and can you... even believe it is January the 31st.
Like, I was just going to say, wow. It's 2019.
Now, where did that happen and how did that happen? But having said that, you know, we want to talk about goals and resolutions because there's some very, very interesting statistics out there. And I don't know what the exact statistics are, but it's something by people set New Year's resolutions, and by about January the 6th, most of them have blown it by that time frame. So let's just talk. I mean, Terry, what about you? Do you do New Year's resolutions, or do you advocate that for your clients?
You know, I actually don't. And in the some of the research that I've heard is only 8% of people that set those resolutions have maintained them 1 month after.
Oh my God.
Only 8%, right? And so, you know, I do think some things a little differently. I've never been kind of a rule follower, I think, in some aspects.
Imagine that. Terry's not a rule follower.
I know, right? But so I kind of do my own thing. And, you know, one of the things that I do with myself and even some of the clients that I work with is looking at from, you know, setting our, you know, what I call setting targets. So what are those targets that you would like to create and set versus what we call a goal? Because what happens is when we set these goals is oftentimes if we don't hit them, what happens? We start to feel bad. We start to, you know, our ego gets in the way and all this like head trash that we've had around ourselves, like start to play into that. So I like to set some targets, and what targets do is allows us to be open to all the other possibilities that are coming in as well. And I can give some examples of that, but like, you know, so setting some intentions for the year of what you would like to create. But I also encourage people, so I actually go from year to year. So my birth month to my birth month. So from November to November is when I actually set my targets and my intentions versus, you know, from the year to year. And then the other thing that I do too is I come up with one word for the year, and it has like an overall theme for the year. And so last year, for example, my word for the year was expansion. And it was really interesting because everything that I was saying yes to either coincided with my intention for the year, or if it didn't coincide, then I would say no and pass on it. So I was really in alignment with what I was, you know, what that year was about. And so this year my word is create, because I'm in kind of a creation mode, with lots of different products and, you know, areas of my life that I'm creating. So yeah, so I do, I also do, vision boards, and I'm the first person that said, I will tell people that I don't like vision boards in some aspects because people don't know how to utilize them. But once you know how to utilize them and be effective and truly, use them efficiently and effectively, they can be so powerful.
I love that. We just,
because that's how the brain processes. The brain processes in a pictorial form. And so when you're using them in a strategic way and you're using them in an effective way, they are very powerful. But there's a lot of things that I think people do that get themselves in the way of using that as a tool to be really effective for their business and their personal lives.
Well, and I love that word for the year. I have done that for the past couple of years. My word for 2019 is the word kindle, and it's not kindle the story, but what is it to really light that fire under somebody? And I was challenged probably back in October of somebody said to find a word that was kind of that started with the first letter of your name, and it's like there's a lot of very bizarre words that begin with the letter K, but I'm like kindle to set fire, to ignite.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh,
I love it.
Yeah, that works. So kindle works for me. Chrissy, I know you had shared with me that you have a word for this year, and
I
don't know if you did a word or if you did resolution. What's your word and why?
Intention. So I want to be intentional this year. Right. I don't 100% know what that means yet. however, it is something that I'm focused on, and the intention of where are we headed, the intention of what can we create in this community, how can I help more people. So that's the word. And I love the fact that your birthday is in November. I'm just saying,
because
awesome people are born in November.
Yes, yeah.
That's right. And it happens to be it happens to be November 1st, which I tell people it's like All Saints Day.
There you go.
I own it, and it's All Saints
Day. I like it.
I love that. And so, Andrea, did you pick a word or did you set resolutions?
Well, I also run my year off kilter from a calendar year. I go September through the end of August because
I love it.
My big points of energy tend to be around the fall. Long-term care awareness month is November. I also do Medicare products, and the annual election period for Medicare products is toward the end of the year. So I like to run right into it. I like to do a word a quarter.
Word a quarter.
And I like to evolve them. I get too bored trying to run with the same flow for a whole year. And so mine's
this first quarter.
I've moved. I'm in a new home, new environment, new town, trying to find new friends and stuff. So my word is listen.
Oh, I love that.
And Terry, I listened to you, and I heard you say head trash. And that went, and
yes.
I just put a big light bulb around that. I've got that noted here, head trash. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like that word as far as that is.
That's a good resolution to get rid of is the head trash, right?
Well, and all of us are around some really super successful people. One of the things that I have done And one of the passions for me, I have to say, for even being the hostess of this radio show, is being around people that are truly making a difference in this world. Having us being healthier, having us being wealthier, having us being wiser. You know, and actually, Terry, you and I had a conversation at the last event that we were at. There is this attitude. It tends to prevail a little bit more with women versus men, but men are not immune to this in any way, shape, or form. But there seems to be this concept of what I like to call noble poverty, that I'm borrowing actually from my friend Debbie Page. It's like, oh, I'm not going to charge. I'm just going to give my services away for free because I just love what I do. Well, you could love what you do.
Or I love to educate.
Oh, yeah, just love to educate versus.
And I know Debbie Page, too. Yes. She does say that.
Yeah, yeah. Love to educate. Yeah. Yeah, she does say that. Mm-hmm. But to that noble poverty, but think about this. They have actually, on a worldwide basis, they have done studies where they have provided microloans to women in very, very impoverished, we're talking third world countries. When they provide microloans to women, the women immediately pour that back into the education and the nutrition and the health and welfare of their children. Whereas, unfortunately, just the statistics, this comes out of the World Health Organization, when they've given that same amount of money to men, men just tended to kind of spend it on themselves, honestly, and they kind of went to, you know, as far as with bars. So back to us all becoming outrageously successful, what are the things that drive you? Because you work, I know that you've got very large practice as far as with the definitely the therapy and your, mm-hmm. I mean, you have been in business since, I mean, you've had your own practice for a long time. I know that.
And yeah. So what was the question?
Well, the question is what drives you and where are, you know, because you have paid it forward in a lot of ways and you continue to do so. And especially with your word today of being a word for this year of being create. Tell me more about what you see and because you've worked with some people that have had some highly successful people that you've made more successful. You've also worked with some people that had some unbelievably horrific either childhood or other types of trauma and how they have survived. I mean, dealing with survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I think what drives me, you know, you know, very early on, when I got introduced to, I was a peer counselor, and when I was a sophomore.
Oh, wait, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
When I was a sophomore in high school, I got the opportunity and got selected to become a peer counselor. And that really changed my whole, you know, trajectory of where I was going. And I was working with a little fifth and sixth grader, and one of the students came to me and said, you know, my best friend has reported to me that she's going to commit suicide.
In the fifth and sixth grade?
Yeah. And so I intervened, we got everyone involved. She got hospitalized. And at the end of the day, like we saved this girl's life. I mean, she had a pretty intensive plan and that really, you know, started to drive me into helping other people. And so, you know, I went down this path of counseling, and there was a lot of adversity that I faced in making that choice. There's some people not supporting me and people of position of power. And then, you know, I said, nope, this is what I'm doing. And so I continued that. And I when I built this practice, I really thought at the time that this was my calling, that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And what I realized now looking back, this was like really my passion project, because we have been able to provide tons of counseling in the community and, you know, really be of service to lots of children, adolescents, and adults that have faced severe trauma in their lives. And, you know, all of my kind of my path and my life journey has brought me to where I'm at today. And now I really am on, I feel very guided and I feel very, just really supported in really having a massive impact in our community and, you know, really creating an empire to really help women in a massive way. And, you know, I think that we limit ourselves and especially in businesses, you know, still that today that statistic still stands is only 1% of women-owned businesses make that $1 million mark.
Think about that. Just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, when I think about like how, you know, us women, we can have bigger impact, just like the stories that you were just telling us. Like if we reinvest that into our community and we help others in our community, our reach can be so much more far reaching. And so, you know, helping others, you know, create businesses that serve more people is really a passion for me. And I feel really called to do what I'm doing and really having.
Well, I would just say that the passion shows through what you're doing, and I get really excited about this because I know also that both Chrissy and Andrea are both as equally passionate about it, and it's really interesting mm-hmm. because Chrissy, in your world, well, first of all, please explain to our listeners if they don't know what BNI is, because it is an amazing international one of a kind organization.
You're not biased at all.
Oh,
right?
No.
So BNI stands for Business Network International, and we were founded by Dr. Ivan Meisner 34 years ago. Actually, 2 weeks ago, we celebrated 34 years. And he was a business consultant who had a crazy idea that networking needed to be more specific and more targeted, and that we needed to actually build relationships to be effective in networking. And so he had a crazy idea and started one chapter where he invited his financial advisor and his massage therapist and his CPA, and they got together. They formed this chapter. They opened up their Rolodexes. I don't know. I can't help you if you don't know what it is, but for those of you that don't, you can Google it.
Yeah, Google the word Rolodex.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. In the good old days, we had them and we, you know, wrote names on them and stapled business cards to them and we'd go through them. So Ivan and his friends, basically what they thought was, is if I educate you on what I do and I tell you specifically about who I need, you'll have more, and you trust me, you're going to go through that Rolodex and you may know somebody that needs my service and vice versa. A small idea, Ivan and Beth have become very good friends of mine, and I ask him all the time, did you have any idea that this is what this was going to be? And he laughs and shakes his head. We are currently in over 70 countries with almost 250,000 members. And every single week, business professionals and communities around the world are getting together and taking care of each other when it comes to referrals. And it's from the entrepreneur who doesn't see anybody because they work out of their own house to the banker that works for a very large banker. And it really is all about creating fantastic business relationships.
Well, and the one thing is I think this is really important because I know the story. And are you open for sharing the story as to why you do what you do?
Of course.
Because Terry, this, you were impacted in your elementary school days. And Chrissy. Uh-huh. Tell them the story, because I know the story, but I want you to say it.
Yeah, so I went through a class in November of 2013 that was put on by an executive director in San Francisco, another BNI person, happens to be a very good friend of mine. And it was a 3-day super intensive course on figuring out why you do what you do. And the beginning was this emotionally charged connection. So why you do what you do. Sometimes it was related to something that was terrible. Sometimes it was something happy. But they delved in and they made us basically figure it out. So there was about 30 people in the room, and I'm a crier, so I figured go ahead and go first, get it out of the way. So I stood up, and I remember saying, I know why I do what I do. And Dawn looked at me, and she goes, okay, go ahead. And I said, so I'm 8 years old, and we're at a party. and were around a table. And when I was eight, it was back in the day when kids were supposed to be seen and not heard. The challenge was I was an only child, and that was not going to work. funny that I'm in this business that I'm in. And so I hated going there because we were sequestered into a bedroom and we couldn't come out. And I always got stuck cleaning up because the other kids wouldn't do it. So I came out to ask my mother a question. I tapped her on the shoulder, "Hey, Mom." And the woman whose house it was said, "You need to go back in the other room." And we went back and forth for a while. And I finally, I'm sure, got loud and said, "You can't tell me what to do. Like, this is my mom." I can hear myself saying it actually as I say it. And the lady said, "You are fresh, disrespectful, and you will never amount to anything." So in that moment, I thought, well, the reason I do what I do is because I have these business professionals and, you know, we go through life not having a voice, and I want you to have a voice. And I, of course, my good friend who loves me a lot looked at me and said, "Permission to coach," which is always frightening. And I said, "Yes." And she said, "So what did your mom do?" Now, this is a really long time ago, and my mother had been friends with this woman for a very long time. And I don't recall her doing anything. Now, does that mean she didn't do anything? It doesn't necessarily. I know I would probably kill somebody if they talked to my kid like that. But, and all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, oh my goodness. I grew up in a relatively volatile home, even though I was the only child and really had myself to depend on because my parents were really trying to work on their stuff. What I realized is I literally grew up without having anybody that had my back. And now I get to be a part of this organization where I get to create a space where business professionals, and it's called emotionally charged because it emotionally charges me every time I say it. But it's a space where people come together and they have each other's back and they do become personal friends and they do care about each other. And they're there when loved ones pass away or when divorce happens or when kids go off the rails. Yes, it's about business, but it's about the fact that that's the kind of organization that I get to be a part of. And selfishly, I have a bunch of people that have my back too.
And we do have your back. And just another really fun personal thing on this is that the ultimate referral, she ends up, the love of her life, the wonderful Mr. Bill Ballard, was met through BNI. It was just fantastic.
Best BNI referral.
And I will say it. And then what's interesting is that both Terry and Andrea, I know both of them. We initially met through eWomen Network, and eWomen Network is an international organization as well. And very interestingly,
fabulous organization.
Look it up. But the founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, and the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, they're in a networking group together. Imagine that. And so people have asked me, which one's more valuable? Because I'm part of both. Which one's more valuable? And it's like, well, that's like asking.
Can't compare.
You just say yes.
Yeah, the head or the tail of the quarter. So Andrea, I know that, and you have shared some stories with me as far as insurance, but the why you do what you do, tell me why.
Yes. So I am a big believer in insurance, and I really always have been. I started out to do property and casualty insurance, you know, auto and home insurance. For years, I worked for law firms, and we helped people get better after car accidents. And so I thought, I'm going to get my insurance license and pair it another agent and learn how to do this really well, and then I'm going to open my own agency. And I did that for about 60 days and realized I hated selling auto insurance. I mean, I hated it. And then I realized I was going to have some employees if I wanted to grow that agency, and I didn't like that idea.
You know, some people are great and love employees. Some people can't stand it.
Yeah, and I'm I didn't have any children. I've been single for a really long time, and I was just about at that point. And right at that point, I was getting long-term care insurance quotes for myself because I know how important being able to pay for care eventually when you need it is. And I looked at those quotes, and I looked at the auto prospects I had, and I immediately went, I'm going to get into long-term care insurance. That really is a call for me. I think it's so, so, so important. I want to teach people about why it's important, or at least to think about what they're going to do if they choose not to purchase insurance.
Well, and she knows firsthand what we've gone through as far as with my mother-in-law, yes, and my father-in-law and others. And, you know, the reality is when you're dealing, if you have to hire private care 24/7, and even if you get a discount at $25 an hour, if you do the math, again, I'm the math geek,
yep,
it's $18,000 a month.
Here in Tucson.
Well, that's just $25 an hour, 40 hours, right, you know.
But we're talking about here in
here
Tucson.
Here in Tucson.
Where I just came from in Seattle, more than that can be for 24/7 care.
Unbelievable.
Yuma is less than that. And what I always say to people right now is there is no government fairy.
Government fairy.
So
that's good.
If there is, we don't want to meet him.
Honestly, there is no government fairy. If the people that are in nursing homes are there because they made no plans. The people that planned and figured out how they were going to work with their families, have some insurance, have some of their own money, are the ones that stay home or get to go to assisted living facilities because they're all private pay.
Yes, that's and
for the most part, not completely across the board. And there's a big difference. I'm going to be really blunt. May I?
Yes, you can be blunt.
There's a big difference between Shady Pines and Nasty Pines.
Yeah.
And guess which one is shady?
Oh.
The one that you can pay for and have some resources for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think that, you know, there, it's an interesting thing with the long-term care insurance is a lot of people, they think, the, some of the myths that I hear is they think that it's way too expensive, number one. Others think that, I don't need to get that. I'll look at long-term care insurance when I'm 80.
Oh, people say that to me all the time. You should talk to my grandma. No, I need to be talking to people, the grandchildren.
Yes.
So most people purchase long-term care insurance between 50 and 65. I do have clients that purchase for the first time beyond those ages, and some even younger than that. But most of the purchases happen between that 50 and 65 age range, typically. You said some people have a belief that it's too expensive. It's some insurance is better than none. Some people have big Cadillac plans, and that's what they want. Some people have a certain budget, and we put together something for them in that range. And what I have discovered in 10 years of doing this, whatever amount of insurance and resources that person and their family has, they make it work. It's like your weekly grocery budget. I can afford some steaks this week. The next week, we're going to have some leftovers and use the beef stew that's in the freezer. It really is like that. So whatever coverage people have, the families make it work.
That's phenomenal. Well, and Terry, as far as with the, I mean, it's huge, but it's, you know, one of the things as we're tying all of this together, the healthy, wealthy, and wise, is I definitely feel that, Terry, you've got some things of helping people to get mentally healthy. What would you say, you know, so first of all, you work with a lot of business owners yourself.
Yes.
Yes. And what, and I know the answer to this, but I'm going to tee you up anyhow. Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a business owner, you must have all the self-confidence in the world.
Right?
Yes. And you must really know what to do. So what is it, in all fairness, what do you see people as far as the typical negative self-talk that people have? And then how do you fix that? Because I know there's some very specific tips. A couple of things I've heard people talk about, ANTS, which is automatic negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody one time say that put a hat on that ant, which is a happy audible thought. But what do you see when you've got that negative self-talk and maybe she or he even gets named something? I've heard, you know, I don't like the name Negative Nelly because a friend of mine's name is Nelly, but I call the negative person in my life, I called her Maida. That was a childhood friend who really was not a friend. She was not a good friend. So tell me, what about that head trash?
Yeah, you know, and I think that, you know, I have a an individual that I'm working with right now that, and I just say, like, across the board, I think as business professionals, you know, we get ourselves in the way too often. And, you know, we can I've seen where people, you know, start that spiral and then they can stop themselves and then they can shift it. And then sometimes we see that person go down that spiral, that, you know, the shame spiral, the I'm not good enough spiral. And, you know, whatever those belief systems are that are in place that are running the show. So, and I tell people, belief systems can be boiled down to I'm not blank enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not confident enough, whatever that might be. And so as we're going through, those are the scripts that are playing on the unconscious level. And so then we start having, you know, if something goes wrong or something doesn't go the way we'd like to have it go, then we start beating ourselves up. And or we get into the place of we compare ourselves from one person to the next, or I'm not where this person is. And, you know, all of that sort of things that are happening for us. And what that really does is it holds us back. And it really, when we look at it energetically, it actually shuts off the energy. And so one of the things that I love teaching people and how I teach this tool is just having an awareness around how the mind works. So we have, unconscious limiting beliefs that are, you know, conscious and unconscious mind. So the conscious mind makes up 10% of our thoughts, and 90% is either unconscious or subconscious. And so there's a part in our brain called the reticulating activation system. And that part in the brain is always scanning our environment to look for evidence to support it. And so if we're beating ourselves up, guess what? Negative thoughts find negative evidence, and vice versa. Positive thoughts can find also positive evidence. So I have a couple tools that I have people do. And one of them, for your listeners that are listening, kind of goes like this. You repeat this 3 times, and it goes like this. Interesting point of view that I have, this interesting point of view. And you say that 3 times. And what that does is actually helps cut off those negative thoughts. And then what we can do is, after we've said that 3 times, is open it back up to like the possibilities again with a question that's more generative, that keeps us open to all the other possibilities, like what else is possible. So we can do this really quickly and effectively, and it just helps us stay out of that spiral that's taking us out of, you know, out of our what I call the zone of brilliance, and, you know, having us play small in the world again.
Well, and I love that zone of brilliance. I love some of the things like that. And when you, one of the things that I know is that people know me personally as a connector. I'm always connecting people to money, to resources, you know, whatever the case may be. One of the things as to why I love being part of BNI is that I'm not just a commodity as a, you know, when we talk about the money, most people in the United States are not in a position where they can write a check for a house. That's just reality. And so I'm that conduit to somebody's keys or to somebody's financial well-being or things like that. But they need a team to support them. And one of the things that I love about both BNI and eWomen Network is I can pull in from my virtual Rolodex and connect people, because I strongly believe that everybody needs an insurance agent. You need a family insurance agent. You need to have a family attorney. You need to have a CPA. I mean, please don't try to do your taxes on your own. It's just ridiculous, right? And with that, when I see, and what I see is a common thread for all three of my guests today, all three of you, is your such experts in your area. And I watch what happens. And so, Chrissy, when you're working with some of the people that are, you know, as far as these business people, I have witnessed some of these success stories. One in particular, I'm not going to say the name because he would be mortified if he had it. But there was a gentleman that was somebody that I met, and he barely could speak at all. And now he went, I mean, he's very comfortable doing public speaking. That, and you think, oh, it's a referral network. No, he needed that skill to be able to do public speaking. So what are some of the other success stories that you've seen?
Yeah, well, you know, even in your chapter alone, I mean, I remember a gentleman coming in, and he was very good at what he did. He was recommended very highly by someone that was very trusted in the chapter. And he had been running his business, but he didn't have the license yet, and he didn't have the insurance yet, and he didn't have all of these things. And I remember the membership committee coming. I mean, you and I were doing this together at this time. And I remember the membership coming. They're like, well, I mean, should we take him? I mean, what happens? What? And then about four or five people that happened to be on the membership committee. So there was the commercial insurance person, and then we had the attorney. And they all came together and they said, you know, we trust so-and-so, and recommended him. And if she trusts him, we have to help him. They helped him get the business license. They helped him get the insurance. They helped him get established. Now he's got, I don't even know how many crews he's got that he's running.
Employees,
but he talks about that all the time. That wasn't because of Chrissy. That was because of the room that he walked into and the people that he found. And I love that story. And that's a hands-on. I mean, he's a tradesman. He was very good at what he did, but I don't know that anybody would have really given him a shot like the members did.
As far as with the members. And that's that referral. And the difference on a referral, referral versus a lead, which is really huge for me. So a referral is the best definition that I ever heard, which was from one of my mentors and coaches a number of years ago, Joe Stump. He says a referral is providing somebody that you trust to somebody that you love or know. In other words.
So can I redefine
yes.
it? It's a transference of trust.
Transference of trust.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Because really when you give a referral, it's your reputation.
For sure.
It's your reputation that's on the line.
100%.
Yeah.
So one more really quick.
Yes.
So this is an international story. So we had a lady that was from Nogales, and she called. She wanted BNI. She was an importer-exporter. I'll never forget the day I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to get this woman a referral. I mean, importing and exporting, I don't even know what that is. And she drove from Nogales, came and was a part of a chapter.
And just for clarity.
7 a.m. Thursday chapter.
Nogales to Tucson, that drive for her was an hour and 45 minutes. And she would come to a 7 a.m. meeting driving an hour and 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I loved it when members were like, I can't drive that far. I'm like, do you drive an hour and 45 minutes? They're like, no. I'm like, I don't want to hear it then. Anyway, what happened to her was the international aspect of it. She started talking about who she needed. She got very, she got all of her information on BNI Connect, and people started talking about her and what she did. And she had to leave. I believe we'll get her back. I've been in contact with her. I know we'll get her back. But when she left, she was in 12 countries.
Because of BNI.
Because of BNI. And I can't even. I'd love to take credit for that. I can't take credit for that because it was the people in her room that recommended her and then went out and talked about her on social media when they were doing international contracts. And again, when she became a member, I was like, I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to get her a referral. And
it's a game changer for her.
Yeah,
it was a game changer for her. So yeah, that is huge. Well, and Andrea, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to pop back to what she was saying. People have no idea how structured an organization like BNI or eWomen Network are. Listen to what you were just saying. People think that you just kind of show up and have a cup of joe and and you collect business cards and pass a note and you've done your duty. No. So I'm glad that you clarified that for people. BNI, eWomen Network.
Yes. Yeah. And so a couple of the things that you've talked about. So first of all, some of the biggest myths, because right now we had major insurance changes. Everybody's still talking about, you know, the insurance and things like that. So Medicare is there for us, right? And Medicaid. What's the difference between the two?
Oh, yeah. So Medicaid pays for everything, right? Or Medicare, right? And they're there for us, and they just take care of everything because there's a government fairy.
Yes, the government fairy.
Oh, man, you said he didn't exist, though.
Oh.
And it's a he, you think?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Wow.
If he doesn't exist, it's a he.
All right. So So to be specific, Medicare is our health insurance when we turn 65. There are a few people, some with disabilities, who have Medicare younger than 65, but typically we begin to be on Medicare when we turn 65. So our current president is on Medicare.
Got it. Okay.
Right? Presumably.
Okay.
But his wife isn't.
Okay.
Because she's not 65.
Because she's not 65. Right. So then
And so Medicare has Parts A and Part B, and then people either buy a Medicare Advantage to support that, to help with things over and above. Medicare Advantage is actually taking care of the A and B part, or they buy a supplement to pay for the things over and above what that does. Medicaid is an asset-tested program. So to use Medicaid means that you've pretty much impoverished yourself and spent all of your own assets to use Medicaid. My grandmother was in a nursing home as a Medicaid patient. She was without any further resources so that she could be there in a nursing home. Now you're probably figuring out how I got into this business and why it was so important to me and why I moved to support my mom with my person, not financially, but with my person as she needs things. So I, as a single person, if I need long-term care, which can happen at any time, long-term care means I need help with my activities of daily living.
Describing activities of daily living, it's some of the things such as bathing and dressing.
Yeah, that's where I was going feeding, next. Bathing, yeah. Walking, toileting.
There's 13 of them. I figured this out with my mother-in-law. 13 skills called activities of daily living.
Or incidental activities of daily living, yes. Or I need help because of a cognitive impairment. We have people being diagnosed with Alzheimer's and cognitive issues, some in their 40s now. Horrible thing, but we're seeing that in their 40s. There was a case recently that was on the news where a woman was pregnant and diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh my.
So back to your question about Medicaid. So I'm a single person. If Medicaid is going to pay for my care, I all of a sudden need it. I've had something horrible happen, or I've gotten an illness that has progressed rapidly. I have to spend my assets down to $2,000. Not $2,000 a month.
$2,000 total in the bank.
$2,000 total. And it's not a, I want to get across, it is not an entitlement program. It is a welfare program. It really is. That's what it is. And God bless it. It's helping a lot of people when they need nursing home care, a lot of them. Let's remember also that with the current healthcare system, a lot of people's healthcare is being paid through Medicaid. So what's that going to do to the future of Medicaid and its availability, right? Yeah. Big issue.
Yeah.
Big issue coming down the road.
Well, and the cost for memory care and things like that, just on a personal basis, you know, we've gone from where it was $1,600 a month for my mother-in-law to be in a really nice assisted living place that included her meals, to where we are personally, you know, it's $4,600 a month for memory care. But, you know, she's in a situation where it's great and it's safe, but, you know, there are,
Are all the siblings and stuff pitching in and helping
with
that?
Yeah, well, no, she actually did a pretty good job of, of making sure. But, you know, she happened to have, I mean, she could get, she could squeeze a nickel out of anything. It's so funny. She's so planned for her later years that the flip side of it is there was a lot of things that she didn't do in her younger years.
Yeah.
I can't afford it, which tying back into Terry, that negative thought, yeah, she was pretty right. You know, she would just do without, right?
I bet it made it quite a story for her children.
Yeah, too. As far as growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as with the money. I'm so glad
she's got resources and can be in a place, a place that you find appropriate and that she's happy.
Yes. Yeah. They've got rabbits and chickens. She's very happy.
Good.
Yeah. So it's good.
That's great.
So, it is hard to believe that we are at the end of the hour. It just always shocks me. I forgot to say this, so I'm going to say it right now. Once again, you are listening to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. We are broadcasting live on Tucson Business Radio X, situated in the Stewart Title Studio, which is right off of Broadway in Tucson. And I wanted to reiterate that I am I am Karen Fisher. What do we have going on? There's something beeping. I don't know what's beeping. Okay. I am reiterating that I am Karen Fisher with Summit Funding. And what I do, if people want to just find out right now, what people may not know is that the interest rates are the lowest that they've been in about a year. And so now is a really great time to do a mortgage review. When's the best time to do, so we got a mortgage review. What about an insurance review? When's the best time to do an insurance review?
I think every 5 years, no matter what kind of insurance is, your regular health insurance, you're probably reviewing every year now. But a long-term care insurance policy, that kind of thing, every 5 years. I'm doing those with my clients.
So if they've never done that,
and it's not to rewrite them. It's not to rewrite them. It's to remind them what their benefit is so that they know how to get those supports when they're needed.
And I want you to be very specific and repeat it twice to tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you. With your phone number?
I actually answer my own phone. I don't have a staff of people. If I don't answer, it means I'm probably meeting with somebody by webinar. 520-860-3600.
Repeat that.
520-860-3600.
Yes.
Even though I'm in Yuma, I am doing all my work easy peasy by webinar. I can help you anywhere you are.
Perfect. And Chrissy, so if somebody has a business or want to grow their business and they're focused on growing their business by referral, what is the best way for them to connect with you and to find out more about what BNI and what chapters are available within all of Southern Arizona?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give me a call. I answer my own phone as well. So it is 520-982-5131. Again, 520-982-5131. And I'd be happy to just sit down and talk with you. So if you have any questions at all, please reach out.
Yes, that would be phenomenal. And then do we have Terry on the line or did we lose her? Okay. I don't think Terry is there. Do we have her phone number? Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and repeat my... we're going to see if we can reach her. I am... You know what? What I'm going to do is we've got Terry, and you can reach Terry at 720-338-9628. Again, that's 720-338-9628. She absolutely would love helping you to help your business. And then as far as for me, again, Karen Fisher, Senior Loan Officer with Summit Funding, and I can be reached at area code 520-447-2279. That's 520-447-2279. Do we have a little bit more time? We got a little bit more time. I've got Mark, our producer, just letting us know. So in closing, so you've got a chance to reach with us. So what would you wish the listeners would ask of you or should know? Just give me one thing.
You want me to take that first?
This is
Andrea, the insurance geek. I would like you to know that most insurance agents are not pushy and they're not out there looking for a sale. They really want to help you find the right product, and it doesn't cost you any more to work with an agent than to go online. So don't believe in the lizard.
Oh, the lizard. Yeah. Terry, can you hear us?
I can. I'm back on here.
Yeah, we don't know. So what is the one thing, and I'm sorry that we had a little technical glitch there with losing you on the phone, but what is the one thing that you wish our listeners, because keep in mind, you know, there might be 25 million downloads here. What's the one thing that you wish?
You know, I think that if your listeners are struggling with getting themselves in the way of creating their success story and whatever that might look like, reach out and get the support. You do not have to do this alone. So reach out and get that support so that you can really have a bigger impact in the world.
I find that huge. I have a quick question for you because everybody needs their own support system. So who do you look to for support for yourself?
I have tons of mentors and I'm a big believer in coaching. And so when I have a struggle or there's something that I'm finding myself, you know, I feel like every new level, there's a new devil. And so anytime that I'm stretching myself out, that I'm reaching out and getting my own support. So I believe in coaching. I currently have two coaches that I'm working with right now and for different things. And then I have tons of mentors that I'm always reaching out. And I think the value that you have around you, your team, your community, your tribe, is invaluable to your success story.
And I agree with that. I've got multiple coaches. I've had coaches through the years, and it's interesting. I think one of the reasons on a personal basis for me for success is that I came from the sports model many years ago. I was a competitive gymnast, and I literally had a coach for every single event. It didn't matter. We had master coach, but then I had a coach for beam, bars, floor, and vaulting, all separate coaches. So then you get into the business world, and why is it that, I mean, think about this. Michael Jordan knows how to play basketball. Why did he have a coach? Okay. We're having Super Bowl Sunday. Sorry, Christy, the Broncos aren't in there, but they're having Super Bowl Sunday, but they have coaches. And yeah. I think that's great to hear somebody of your level with all the things that you've done that you have multiple coaches. Isn't that funny? How about you, Christy? What do you wish people would just ask of you?
I think my biggest ask is if you think you know what BNI is, or you've heard something about BNI that maybe is not positive, I would ask that you reach out to me. I say it all the time. Not everybody has a great experience. However, I can't create a community of help for business professionals unless I know what the experience is. And so I would just ask that BNI isn't for everybody, and that's 100% okay.
Oh, you mean you don't join, and then Christy gives them all the referrals?
Christy,
and
No, how it works. But I would just encourage you, if you have any questions at all, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
And it is so huge when you've got a room of like-minded people, not in the same business, but like-minded people. One of the things in my particular chapter, we are known for, there is no way that you can come to one of our meetings and not at least burst out laughing at least 3 to 4 times during the meeting, because somebody is going to do something. And it's so funny. I think I've said this to some of our members, you know, what it is about us is we're serious about business, but we're not serious about ourselves. So think if you've ever gone on a crazy, fun Southwest Airlines flight. That's what it is. So, well, we are at the end of the hour. I just wanted to say thank you to our listeners. Please let people know. Oh, Terry, I love it. I love it. I love the dog.
Sorry.
No, don't say sorry. I want to know the dog's name. That's you perfect. Know, I'm puppy-less right now. We'll be getting another dog.
We just got a puppy, and his name's Dot Digger, and he's a Dapple Dachshund.
What's a Dapple Dachshund?
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're like a spotted dog. Spotted. So I apologize.
No, you don't need to apologize. This is the real life. This is live radio. What? How old is the puppy?
He is 9 weeks old, so he's just got him
about
a week and a half ago.
He sounds like a massive beast, no doubt.
Oh, yes.
All 2.5 pounds of him.
Yeah, exactly. 2.5 pounds, fearless. Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to thank you so much for being your guest. Terry, I'm super excited that you're going to be coming to Tucson in person, and we'll get together so you can be with the other hosts, because I know we can get into all kinds of trouble. Good trouble, that would
Absolutely.
Be it. So,
Thanks for having us, Karen.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you for being my guest. And here's to helping all people becoming healthier, wealthier, and a bit wiser. Thank you again.